a little rope. Is that what
trail?
Is that they have to drive over to drive
yeah,
the car?
Yeah, now trail over again would be identified. Or it's the same road as this wagon road because something has left its a trail, not grade. It's a trail road. It's two, just like the impound of a car
mm-hmm.
tracks or wagon tracks. It's not grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trail road.
What about those roads that have a crushed rock over it?
It's a pavement.
Or it's not the...
It's a highway.
I think it's gravel.
A gravel road.
What if you had a road that goes up to a man's house, you call that a...
Just to that side? That's a dead end.
Well, that leads right up to his house would be
a... I don't know what you're getting at unless it's a driveway.
And a road that has a fence on both sides.
Land?
A road in a city. And something on the side of the street for people to walk.
Sidewalk.
In a city, you have, between the sidewalk and the street, there's a strip of grass. I don't hear that called anything.
I mean, I know what we're talking about. Between the sidewalk and the street, mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Say you were walking along and an animal jumped out and scared you, you might say, I picked up a
stoop.
And I flooded it.
Through.
Okay, anything else you said about throat?
Yeah, I mean, I threw it.
Uh-huh. What about chunk or form?
Right, chunk. That was very common back when I was... Okay, now, I'm talking about when I first come up. I mean, you know, back when I was young, playing baseball. It was huge, bad, not real off, but he said that fella could really chunk a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Now chunk, not pitch it, not throw it, but chunk. It wasn't used. It was very unused that you heard it, but you did hear it.
And say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you say, I guess he's not.
Huh?
And say someone came to see your wife and you met the person in the yard, you might say, well, she's up the kitchen making some cookies. She's
right.
Say, and they're asking where your wife is. You say, she's what, the kitchen?
She's in the kitchen.
If someone was walking your direction, you say, he's coming straight. What?
Toward
me. Say if you had gone into town and happened to see a friend of yours that you hadn't counted on seeing, you say, I just happened to run.
Into.
If a little girl's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the girl.
The same.
Or they named her what her mother, they named her.
Right.
Some of the people drink for breakfast. Is
something that we drink?
Well, what we just had.
Coffee.
Okay, and if you wanted some coffee, say I want to go.
Coffee.
Well, I have to go. What, some coffee?
Maybe.
Talk about putting milk in coffee, say some people like it.
What?
Okay. Any other word for black coffee?
Straight.
Ever you're drinking coffee barefooted?
Black and barefooted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very. I don't think it was. I heard that, but that word was used to, I don't know, it wasn't a common word used not to identify a black coffee.
But it struck as any sort of a country expression?
Yeah. No, we're not always given up. No, not barefooted.
What did it strike you? Is it anything special? And older people say it or? Country people.
No, I think it was, I just never seen any connection with barefoot. I don't know why.
It's just something you've heard.
Yeah.
Say, if you like milk in your coffee, say you drink your coffee now.
With a little cream.
And
or milk.
Or if you don't put milk in it, you drink your coffee.
Black.
Or with, not with milk, but.
Black.
Okay, or with.
Cream.
The kind of animals now, the kind of animal that barks. And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Susan.
You know, what would you call, say, a small, noisy little dog? A small, noisy dog. I'm not talking about names of breeds now. Have you ever heard a name for one that's real small?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You ever heard something like Feister?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What's that?
I don't think it's a particular breed. I hesitate to answer that, but I have heard a fox. It's a small dog.
Uh-huh.
Real, he didn't have to mean that. Now, a small dog was a fox.
Uh-huh.
Didn't matter whether he was making a lot of noise or not, he was still a fox.
What other common names for dogs are there? There's a fox and then what else?
Well, I don't know commonly like that. Now, there was a bulldog back when I was coming in. You had your hounds and your curs.
What was a cur?
A particular, I think he's a breed dog, but he was a big dog. When you mentioned cur, it was mm-hmm. a dog that would bite or catch animals, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a good catch dog. A bulldog would be vicious or something that would catch a bite.
Did a cur dog, a cur have short hair? One of those real things?